Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? Seriously, how did you just answer that question? I'm curious. If you were like, I'm good, or my favorite, I'm fine. That's what we say in the South. I'm fine. This podcast is for you because today I want to talk about shaking it up. More specifically, I want to share with you how one outfit can change your life. So here's the story. I stood in front of a mirror in a little boutique in Soho, New York, and I stared at my reflection. And I thought to myself, who is that girl? I was wearing a form-fitting Alexander Wang dress, and it hugged every curve my mama had given me. And I felt really on top of the world until my mind started playing tricks on me. Now, this little adventure had started because I felt like I was in a style rut and I needed some help. I had spent, I don't know, the previous 6 years before that really cultivating my internal world to be more loving, full of joy and self-respect. Yet I didn't feel like my outsides matched all that goodness that was happening on the inside. You know what I'm talking about? Has that ever happened to you? So I hired a personal stylist because I desperately wanted to find someone with the know-how about style to help me take how I felt inside and express it out into the world. And I'll have to admit, the idea of a stylist seemed like the perfect solution up until this moment as I looked into the mirror. And then I started to have my doubts. I can't buy this, I told her. And she said, why not? It looks great on you. And then the buts started coming. You see, as a girl who grew up in a trailer in the Deep South, hiring a personal stylist wasn't something I was accustomed to. And in that moment, my mindset immediately reverted back into the woman I was so many years prior, followed by this long line of excuses that just came pouring out of my mouth. Excuses I'd heard many times before. Things like, well, it's too tight. Don't you think it looks a little slutty? I'm too old. Look how big my butt looks in this. I am a mom, for Christ's sakes. By this time, there was so much drama happening. The two sales ladies had gathered around me to see what all the commotion was about. Now, here's a funny note. Years later, I realize how ridiculous my meltdown was, especially considering how conservative this dress was. I'm telling you all, it was not a slutty dress. And you know what? If you want to wear something tight with everything hanging out, high five to you, but it's just not my style. But even so, this dress was uber conservative. It had a round neckline that was a high neckline. It was long sleeves and it was below my knees. Literally, I had covered everything I had. And one of the sales ladies said to me, oh, honey, that dress was made for you. And the other one chimed in, God made those curves to be hugged, girl. But my mind had no ability to take in their compliments. Instead, I thought, they're just trying to make a commission. I know what they're doing. So watching my dramatic moment, my stylist went from styling me to counseling me in a matter of seconds, as she apparently realized that there was something a lot deeper taking place in the back of that little boutique. And I'll never forget, she grabbed my hands and she looked me in the eyes and said, Tanya, one day you will wish that you played more in the body you have right now. And in that moment, I felt like I had been punched in the gut. You see, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm getting a little teary, but age and motherhood and a decade of yo-yo dieting with massive weight fluctuations had certainly changed my body. Things jiggled that at one time stayed in place. I had stretch marks from my belly to my thighs. But then I had this light bulb moment. I was like, wait a minute. I have had these very same thoughts before my body grew a baby and things were firmly in place. Even before, when my skin was tight and I was a smaller size, I constantly believed that my body wasn't good enough. Obviously, this was something a lot deeper than a dress and my body. In fact, it really wasn't about my body at all. It was about my relationship with her. That underlying current of not good enough had been present at all ages, shapes, and sizes. And I realized in that moment that I had conditioned myself to believe such fallacies like, I can't dress or buy anything sexy or beautiful until I'm a size 4. Apparently, I had conveniently forgotten that the iconic Marilyn Monroe was a size 12 and gorgeous. But I also believe things like, I can't wear a bathing suit until my stretch marks have vanished from my belly and my thighs. And the last I heard people, removing stretch marks is impossible. So I had set myself up to never feel good about myself. I tell myself things like, I can't invest in a beautiful pair of shoes until I feel financially secure. But with the way my mind was wired at the time, $1 million would not have been enough. The same questions kept coming up. Who do you think you are? What are people going to think? You look ridiculous. My life and wardrobe had been built on fear, shame, and unworthiness. And damn it, something had to give. I had to get out of this rut I had dug for myself, not just in my wardrobe, but my thinking behind it. I could not keep thinking the same things and making the same choices and expecting different results. So I looked at my reflection in the mirror and I said to myself, we are doing this. I bought the dress. And in the spirit of rebellion, I decided to buy my first pair of Louboutin shoes to match. That one decision, an outfit, changed my life. From that day forward, I have made a conscious effort to enjoy and adorn the body I have. Each time I've worn an outfit that has stretched the way I see myself, I've had this beautiful opportunity to confront parts of myself that I need to let go of. No more excuses, waiting, and putting my life on hold until someday. Despite the old mind chatter, and I still have it, I put on the dress and many other outfits, and I make the world my runway, celebrating having a feminine body and enjoying her. Eventually, and this is really interesting, and this is what I want you to know, the thoughts that I've had have softened and transformed into celebration. Thoughts such as, who do you think you are, have become, I am a woman who wears what she wants. The thought of, what are people going to think, has become, I really don't care what people think. And then the thought of, you look ridiculous, has really turned into, you look fabulous. From jeans that show off my round derriere to dresses that hug my curves to bathing suits that don't come up to my navel, I've slowly evolved into a woman who celebrates her femininity through clothes. And the most unexpected surprise is this: my body has changed as a result. You see, something magical happens when a woman sees a reflection of who she's becoming instead of who she's been. And for me, the better I dressed, the better I felt. And the better I felt, the better actions I took in my life. And then the better actions I took in my life have led to better outcomes. As for my body, I've never felt better. So I want to talk to you about how to change your life, also known as getting out of a rut. You know what? Ruts happen. It can be a style rut like I experienced, but I've also had many kinds of ruts in my life, and I still find myself sometimes in them. The secret is I don't stay there as long as I used to, but it could be a relationship rut, career rut, a business rut. Maybe you're feeling like you're in a rut around your creativity or financially or even your health. You see, the theory behind me hiring a stylist and buying a new dress can be applied to any kind of life rut. So if you're in a rut My firm advice to you is this: be fully committed to shaking things up. How? Do something different. Do something out of your comfort zone. You cannot expect life to change if you continue to think the same things, feel the same ways, and do the same things day after day after day. You gotta shake it up. And if you need some inspiration, I've actually created something for you. I call this Grit, Grace, and Style, 99 Ways to Get Out of a Rut. I had so much fun putting this together because it really asked of me to think about the things I've done in my life, the things that I've used to shake things up when I felt like I had fallen in a ditch and I didn't know how to get out. If you would like a copy of it, all you have to do is head to frenchkisslife.com/shakeitup. That's right. Shake it up, people. That's what you need to do. This is my process all of the time. Like I said, I can still find myself in ruts in my life. I think they're normal. But the question is, are you committed to getting out of it? Because you can. You know, when I think back to that one outfit, that one Alexander Wang dress, that one little act, it truly changed me as a woman. It got me out of a lifelong body rut where I constantly was putting life on hold until one day to buy myself something beautiful. So please stop waiting until one day to dress the body you have or to take that trip or to start that business. Be willing to do those things that are uncomfortable and shake your life up. Be brave enough to be a little or a lot uncomfortable as you step into that new outfit or that new life that you so deeply desire. So let me ask you this. What outfit are you ready to say yes to? What rut are you stuck in? And what is your plan to shake it up so that you can get out of it? And again, if you're wanting some inspiration, head over to frenchkisslife.com/shakeitup and download my 99 ways to get out of a life rut. This is a PDF I put together and had so much fun because personally, I think as uncomfortable as getting out of a life rut is, I also think it should be fun. So I think you're going to find some fun creative ideas, and I hope you enjoy it nearly as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. Thank you all so much. Have a gorgeous day, and don't forget to go out there and French kiss life. Cheers.